With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The government shutdown is underway.
President Trump and congressional Democrats couldn't agree to keep government programs and services running. Roughly 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed, and many offices will close. The president met privately with congressional leadership this week, but the president appeared unable to negotiate any deal between Democrats and Republicans to avoid the shutdown.
That is Washington correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump reaching a deal for Pfizer to make a prescription drug cost less for Medicaid.
Today, Pfizer is committing to offer all of their prescription medications to Medicaid, and it will be at the most favored nation's prices. It's going to have a huge impact on bringing Medicaid costs down.
And this calls, he says, a major medical announcement.
This is a really big announcement. This is something that most people said was not doable. And other countries are going along because we told them that if you don't go along, you know, they didn't have to go along. But if they didn't go along, we were going to put extra tariffs on those countries.
That massive earthquake in the Philippines now has killed nearly 70 people. Rescue teams scrambling to find survivors in a central province. Rescue teams include soldiers, police, and many civilian volunteers. Indonesia, rescue workers there still searching for survivors from the collapse of that schoolhouse. Three students are dead, more than 100 injured, 90 kids still unaccounted for. Most of them are teenagers. Federal judge has disqualified Trump-appointed Nevada federal prosecutor Sigal Chattah from several cases after concluding that, quote, she is not validly serving as active U.S. attorney for the state. This is SRN News. A lot of people today are talking about the trans issue, especially about the young man arrested for the murder of Charlie Kirk.
Utah's Governor Cox made clear in his statement the alleged killer's roommate, quote, was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female, end quote.
And Albert Mohler, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says the mainstream media has tried to stay far away from that part of the story.
That's exactly what happened with the shooter who killed and injured children at Annunciation Catholic School in Minneapolis. It happened in the horrifying 2023 mass shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville. It is insanity to argue that the transgender identity has nothing to do with these crimes. The pattern is now undeniable.
And he said it would be false to accuse all transgender persons of being tempted toward any such crimes, but he adds it would also be foolish to say pattern. What pattern? This is SRN News. Three activists in Los Angeles charged with identifying an ICE agent.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says that the women followed the agent home, live-streamed their pursuit, and then posted the agent's address online. The defendants are each charged with one count of conspiracy and one count of publicly disclosing the personal information of a federal agent. Doxing is typically a malicious practice that involves gathering private or identifying information and releasing it online without the person's permission, usually in an attempt to harass, threaten, shame, or exact revenge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Des Moines, Iowa school superintendent resigning while challenging his deportation after being detained by immigration authorities. ICE agents detained Ian Roberts last week, saying the guy on a native is living and working here illegally. More details at srnnews.com.